Dictation for Karen Crook, C-R-O-O-K, March 1754. Addresses a letter to Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N. Nurse Practitioner, 588-5052. Dear Stacy, consultation, Mrs. Crook Karen, 71-year-old lady, elevated creatinine, a change from normal 0.96 December 2024 to above 1 and progressive October 2025, comes accompanied with husband. She's been doing some cleansing, oral medication based on phosphorus off and on for the last 1 or 2 years. She has hiatal hernia, symptoms worse, including at night, despite avoiding eating close to bedtime, elevating the head of the bed, no dysphagia, no blood melena diarrhea. According to husband, was taking calcium, 10, 12 pills a day, intermittently for a short period of time. Calcium levels, however, are normal. Also, occasionally takes bicarbonate treatment. Denies abdominal discomfort, decreasing urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no edema, claudication, numbness, tingling, burning, no skin or mucosal abnormalities. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, review system done. Next paragraph, past medical history for chronic esophageal reflux and prior hiatal hernia, osteopenia. She denies diabetes, hypertension. Atypical chest pain, negative stress testing, no coronary artery disease or heart abnormalities, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS stroke seizures, no liver disease, no active gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, anemia, denies kidney stones, is not aware of gross hematuria. However, there has been documented one to three plus of blood over the last 1 year or longer with negative protein. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder. About 25 years ago, ITP, refractory to treatment, requiring splenectomy. Tonsils adenoids, right-sided partial rotator cuff surgery, prior EGDs 2016. Next paragraph, a smoker as a teenager, very rare alcohol intake. Next paragraph, side effects to X-penicillin prednisone with a skin rash and blisters. Next paragraph, pressing medications, Fosamax, Tesalon Pearls, Protanix, Flonase, Sirtec, vitamins, presently off calcium and vitamin D. She showed me what she was taking for cleansing. Which I see it has different phosphate content. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 165, 60 inches tall. She's alert, orientation 4, bilateral cataracts, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no mucosal abnormalities, no carotid bruise, JBD or palpable thyroid, no local iral wheezes, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no palpable liver spleen masses, no gross edema non focal. Blood pressure was high, 170 over 100 on the right, 150 over 90 on the left. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from February. Creatinine change from December 2024 to 2025, and creatinine fluctuating 1.09, 1.46, 1.14, 1.34, and in February 1.27. If this will be a steady state, a GFR around 45, stage 3B. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, normal glucose, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelet, normal PTH. Urine shows the presence of blood, which has already been documented since April 2023, 2-3 plus or less without protein. At that time, there was no bacteria, no white blood cells, negative nitrates and leukocytes. Prior liver testing has been normal. The most remote urine -2018 also shows moderate amount of blood. Although at that time there was E. coli infection, low level. Next paragraph. Kidney ultrasound from October 2025, relatively small kidneys, 9.2 right and left. No obstruction, no stone masses, no urinary retention. There is an echo, October 2025, normal ejection fraction. For practical purpose, normal. There is also a renal Doppler, October 2025. The size was 9.8 on the right, 10 on the left, without evidence of renal artery stenosis. some degree of cortical veining, T-H-I-N-N, veining, bilateral. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has developed a change of kidney function, abnormalities persisting more than 3 months in between, although variable. She likely has chronic kidney disease. There has been chronic hematuria documented for many years, sometimes associated to urinary tract infection, other times not, without evidence of proteinuria. The exposure to recent cleansing material with phosphorus. Blood pressure in the office was high, although this is the first visit. I question if underdiagnosed blood pressure. Although a present visit with you was reasonable, 138 over 80. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No anemia or minor. No electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus abnormalities, normal glucose. Encouraged to not go back to the cleansing material. Needs to check blood pressure to make sure that truly she has no blood pressure problems. Blood pressure can go in both directions, causing renal failure as well as any cause of renal failure manifesting as high blood pressure. Presently, no medications until we make sure it's persisting blood pressure elevation. We will do appropriate testing, serology for hematuria, for chronic glomerulonephritis. We will monitor kidney function, discuss potential need for renal biopsy. All questions answered, continue to follow.